steal here, Lionel! Extraordinario! Magnifico!
The Premier League is finally here, and we had a decent first game week, huh?
We had a kick-ass game week.
Okay, we'll
that's
get
my
to
perspective.
Welcome to Season 2 of the Football Corner, Muncher's very own home for all things football. And for this episode, I have my co-host from Good, Bad and Filmy and Munch on This.
My name is Thakur Harshvardhan Pratap Singh Rana. What's happening, Munchers? It's great being here, Shreyas.
Sweet. Good stuff. And I'm Shreyas, like he said. If you're new, you can check us out wherever you get your podcasts. Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, CastBox and more.
You can also find us on our website, munchermedia.com or Munchersports on all social media. Also, if you're a cinephile like us, do catch Good, Bad and Filmy and Munch on This on our YouTube channel, Muncho Movies.
Cool, man. So let's jump right in and talk about the weekend along with FPL consequences. Okay, so finally, first game week, first match. This was Friday night, not even a Saturday. Liverpool, poor things.
Annihilating Norwich.
Yes, newbies.
Absolutely.
They won the championship last season. So this was a rude awakening at the right at the top
this
of...
This team is, you know, you can just see the intent. As soon as they hit the ground running, first half of the game, they're 4-0 up. Yeah. Mane is not even starting the game. Yeah. Oh, he was my captain in FPL.
Same.
By the way, yeah, so that kind of sucks.
Yeah.
But all in all, Liverpool had a fantastic game.
I think it was almost too easy for them. Salah continuing where he left off from, goal and assist. Origi started in front instead of Mane. He also got a goal and an assist. And like I said, it was too easy, man. Like Van Dijk's header from the corner, he didn't even jump. He just like stood there and prack.
Yeah, and I'm just kind of like crying about all the missed opportunities that I had just for FPL here. Because I at one point had Virgil in my team and Salah in my team. And then I removed both of them, got Robertson and Mane. And Mane was my captain. And I'm like, what have I done?
Ooh. Yeah, because Salah is, I think, at a 12.5 and Mane is 11.5, if I'm not wrong. So, that's
that cost cutting, kind of made the difference.
Exactly. Yeah, but despite the result, Liverpool had a scare, man.
Absolutely. Alisson.
He's out for a good 1-2 months, possibly. And it was so weird the way he got injured. He was taking a goal kick and he just fell down. It's a calf strain, apparently.
Right.
So, their replacement keeper Adrian, they just signed him from West Ham. So he's already there. I don't know how Mignolet is feeling about this.
That's true. But right now, if you think about it, Adrian is their only backup option, right?
Exactly.
If something happens to Adrian,
they're screwed.
That could really, really affect their Premiership chances.
Exactly. So, both good and bad.
Absolutely.
And a little bit filmy also, maybe for Liverpool. But moving on, let's see how they did at FPL, man. So my team,
I got my butt whooped this week. Like everything just went wrong as horribly as it could have.
Yeah, I have Firmino from FPL and he got an assist. That's about it.
I've got Robertson I've got Mane. Both have 2 points each.
Yeah, because Robertson screwed
Fantastico.
Up. because he didn't get his clean sheet. So good stuff.
Absolutely.
We'll get to more on that later.
Yeah.
And then the next day, Saturday, one of the big games, or technically for City, not for West Ham.
Big games, right.
Yep. City hammers at home.
West Ham do not like Pep Guardiola. I think that's written there.
Yeah.
Somewhere on the stadium.
Exactly. Because, they've managed to score like some 20 plus goals, in West Ham over the last 4 games. And despite that, Pep said that he wasn't happy with the result. He said, my players were sloppy in the first half.
It's like a good result, but I'm not happy with the performance.
Yeah, like...
What a guy. What a legend.
I don't know. He's a little too arrogant for my liking. I appreciate, like, his genius, whatever, tactics, but he's just too much for me.
Absolutely.
Sometimes.
But do you think this is just him kind of playing mind games already? You know, just starting off the season on the front foot?
I don't know. I mean... Considering, obviously Liverpool won the previous day and Salah got his, goal and assist. City obviously have to step up and obviously Liverpool playing at home, City away. I don't know if these are mind games. I think it's, I think he's trying to tell his players that, you know, we're our own competition, and just because we have easy games doesn't mean we're allowed to like be sloppy and, you know, play easy, so to say.
Absolutely. And so, I would say for Pep, this season at least is do or die. He needs to do something in Champions League. Finally, they've invested a lot of money in his team. They've given him his backing.
Yes.
He really needs to prove a point here, at least in Europe.
Right. And yeah, one of those new signings was Rodri, man. Like,
oh, yeah.
Oh my God. Like, I had so much fun playing with him. Yeah. In FIFA yesterday.
I know all about it.
Yeah, this guy is really cool, man. And Pep apparently even said that this guy is like the perfect defensive midfielder, to the point that he said he has no tattoos, he has no piercings, he has the perfect hairstyle. That's what a defensive midfielder is supposed to look
wow.
like. Okay, then.
All praises, aren't we?
So,
speaking about praises, what about Sterling, man?
Holy shit,
this
man.
Guy walks into game week one and scores a hat-trick.
This guy is irritating.
Yeah. And guess who didn't have him on his FPL?
You did.
I have my hand raised. Yeah.
Yeah, I have Sterling in my FPL, thankfully, but not captain. And this was despite the fact that they got a penalty. Aguero stepped up to take the penalty, and Aguero didn't even start the game. He missed the first penalty, but it sucked because the West Ham keeper had already stepped over the line.
Yeah.
And these are one of the new rules that minimum they have to have one leg or 1 foot on the line.
Yeah,
and then he gets to take the retake, and yeah, he scores.
Of course he does. Aguero never misses twice. Never. Say what you will, this guy has been clinical for what, 8 years now?
He has, but I think this is his last hurrah at City.
I'm not too sure about that, man.
Yeah,
like, speaking about Messi and Ronaldo, I would say that this guy's at least right there with them. Like, how consistent he's been throughout the years.
Yeah.
He's been phenomenal for Manchester City, man.
He has. He's had no doubts there. But somehow, I don't know, with age and with, like, Pep's, like, standards of, like, oh, we were sloppy 5-0. Okay. I don't know. I think, and he didn't start. And me, personally, I don't even like Gabriel Jesus as, like, the perfect, like, number 9 for City.
Oh, I like Jesus. But, yeah, as a replacement for Aguero, never.
Exactly. So, that'll be interesting to see. There's new transfers for City. Rodri got to play. He started. He's been with them for a while. But Yao Cancelo came in recently. And
I'm expecting him to be a big name for them, man.
Yes.
He's a fantastic player.
Yeah, it'll be funny to see. It'll be cool to see where he slotted in. Is he Kyle Walker sort of competition? Can he play on the left as well? Because only left, they only have Zinchenko, and they lost Delph to Everton. They sold him to Everton.
Right.
So I wonder, where he'll fill in. And obviously Vikram is not very pleased about losing Cancelo to City.
Of course he's not, but what he's pleased about is the fact that Sterling is his captain in FPL this week.
Oh,
he has
shit.
40 points just off of this man.
Damn,
like,
sir.
Just imagine.
Nice.
So yeah, Vikram clearly teaching both of us a lesson. Me especially. I had Bernardo Silva. And
he didn't even
guy
start.
Didn't, yeah. So what a wasteful week there.
Right. Yeah, Sterling as captain. I think whoever has got Sterling as captain.
They've had a ball.
Yeah. I think Sterling is captain, which is 40 points, and your total is 46. Okay.
Yeah. Thanks for having it in. Nice.
Cool. Okay. Moving on. Another top six. Spurs, man. The scoreline is a little
unfair, I'd say.
Unfair and flattering to Spurs, because
absolutely.
Yeah, these guys were 1-0 down for the longest time.
And Aston Villa played a really good game for that.
They did. And it was very cruel to see Jack Grealish, who's their biggest name. He ended up giving the ball away for one of the goals, and that kind of sucked.
It was
really cool to see Villa do their thing. They spent 150 million.
Yeah. They've had a rebuilding going on.
And they've signed like some 12 players. To see them hold on to that lead and give Spurs a fight for their money at Spurs home was really cool. But the missing green was Eriksen, man. As soon as he came on,
the game changed. Like, you could just see the entire team full of life.
Yeah.
Him doing his thing. This guy is magic. I really, really wish United would have bought him off.
I mean, funny thing there, because with Pochettino signing Tanguy and Ndombele, he had a decent game.
Yeah.
And he also...
He got an assist as well, I think.
Did he get the assist? I'm not sure. But his goal was insane. His goal was beautiful. And there were a lot of moments where he had opportunities to shoot, and he was just like almost afraid to shoot. And he was like trying to get the assist and trying to be there for the team.
Right.
And even Pock said this about his new signing, that he was asking the fans to like, please take it easy on him and like give him time to settle. I think he settled, bro. Like, he had a fantastic game.
Yeah, really good game, absolutely.
Yeah, but it's going to be really cool to see if Eriksen moves on. I don't know, maybe Madrid might come knocking. But without Eriksen, Spurs looked bad, but they didn't even have Son. Dele Alli is also injured. So,
but yeah, they've got Kane, and with Kane doing his thing, he's unstoppable.
Yeah, it's funny actually. Him also getting his two goals, he was gifted the first one, which sucks.
But the second one,
was typical Kane. That was typical Kane. I mean, that's almost like FIFA unfair physics, where just the way he got the ball, he settled himself, collected in like nice little slot. Yeah, that was really cool. Yeah, but in fact, Kane has had a really tough time in a lot of seasons where he just refuses to find the back of the net in August. He always always ends up scoring his first goal in like September, October, and still he gets 20 plus goals. Right. Still he's like on the top of the sheets. Here, first game week, he's already got two goals.
Yeah, already.
So that's going to be a little scary.
But yeah, talking about transfers and them hitting the ground running.
Yeah.
Harry Maguire, 4-0. What a day, but I'm really glad I got to see this with you.
Ouch. Yeah, this was brutal, but yeah, I mean, we knew from the start, at least I knew from the start, I was being realist, and I knew that we're the underdogs, and we'll show a little bit of heart and spirit, and that was the max I think I could expect.
No, but what I actually say is, as a United fan, I thought Chelsea were in control throughout majority of the game. They were in control. They were the ones dictating the midfield completely.
Yeah.
They were the ones who had a lot of good chances. We had 5 chances. We converted 4 of them. So that's maybe just good finishing.
Yeah.
Probably luckily on our part.
Yeah, I agree. I think and it sucks that even Lampard said the exact same thing, that they were just more clinical.
Right.
But at the same time, like, I don't know, I think, okay, so we saw Tammy Abraham hitting the post in like the 4th minute. That was some shot.
Emerson had quite a few attempts as well.
Yeah, Emerson was shooting like crazy. He also hit the post. But yeah, soon after the Tammy Abraham shot, you know, this guy gets like a nice low cross. The guy didn't like go for it. And then within seconds again after that, he had another chance and he just didn't seem to go for it. So,
but all in all, I wouldn't say he had a bad game. I thought he had a decent game.
I don't know. Just to me, like, he doesn't seem like he's Premier League worthy. And to not have, like, very extremely limited competition in terms of, like, Batshuayi and Giroud, I don't know, like, that striker position at Chelsea is just extremely worrisome. So, I don't know how this is going
to... Right, and the transfer ban definitely does not make things better.
Yeah, man. So, I don't know. I mean, even... It was funny to see how Lampard started this game. Usually we have Barkley or Mount playing center, but he played Mount in the center and he played Barkley on the left.
Yeah.
And he left Willian out of the squad.
And the fact that he didn't play Pulisic, that enraged a lot of fans.
Yeah, that was funny. I think Pulisic came back late to preseason, but he seemed to do pretty well in preseason. Right. I don't know, maybe you're just trying to ease him into the game and not, you know, let him go.
Throw him in.
Yeah, exactly. But for Barkley to, I don't know, Barkley sucked and... Yeah, man, despite that crazy-ass pressure in the first 10-20 minutes.
Right.
Oh, Kurt Zouma, you were. That was so bad.
Speaking about Kurt Zouma, United, man, all the new signings have really hit the ground running. Van Bissaka seems at home.
Yep.
Harry Maguire, man of the match.
Yep.
Daniel James gets a goal on his debut in Old Trafford. Yeah. What more could you ask for as a United fan?
Yeah, you're welcome. We just did you guys a huge favor.
A big one, yeah.
Yeah, like Ole, confidence.
Big morale boost, man.
Yeah, man. So, personally, my man of the match was Rashford, bro.
Rashford was phenomenal. Pogba was amazing. Those two balls that he put up, the assist, both of them.
Yeah. And that's the thing about Pogba. I think that, like, he was still playing like these, like, he wasn't collecting the ball properly. He was trying to do his fancy shit. But when it matters, like, only he can put in those kind of assists.
Exactly. And that's why I've always said that he's a player who has two halves.
Yeah.
First half, he was shit.
Yeah,
he was trying all fancy footwork, none of it coming off. Second half, 2 magical touches.
Yeah.
2 assists.
Yeah.
What a brilliant performance.
Yeah,
second half was phenomenal by Pogba, at least.
Yeah, and he would have been a really cool shoe-in for FPL also. He's only 8.5.
Absolutely, yeah.
And I didn't know how the United midfield would work in terms of will he play a little deeper.
Right, neither did I. And plus, he also had a back injury. So I thought maybe, you know, against Chelsea, they might not want to risk him going into a high-pressure game maybe.
Yeah.
So yeah, I did not have him again.
Yeah, but Rashford did his thing, got 2 goals.
Absolutely.
Van Bissaka and the rest got their clean sheets. De Gea got his clean sheet. So yeah, man, we just did United a crazy-ass favor.
That's true.
Yeah, so,
I'll take it.
Yeah, it just sucks. Like, Pulisic came on late on, couldn't do much.
No, but even then, there were moments of, like, those bursts that he had. And you could just see, like, maybe had he started the game, he would have created a difference somehow or the other, maybe.
Yeah, it'll be really interesting to see what Lampard ends up doing for the UEFA Super Cup match on Wednesday against Liverpool of all teams.
Yeah. Shit's not getting easy here.
Yeah. Even Kante came on late on, poor guy.
Absolutely. And he did a phenomenal job as far as you can tell. Like, he played his heart out, man.
Exactly. Like, he's the only guy who was showing that heart and running around like crazy and whatnot. So, yeah, that was brutal, actually. 4-0, it doesn't do justice, but...
That's true. I'd say that as well.
Yeah, but it's the goals that matter, man. It doesn't matter how good the performance was. So, yeah, I think that's pretty much it when it comes to the big matches. But, yeah, the other matches, we have Bournemouth and Sheffield. There was a boring one all, sort of.
If you're talking about that, let's talk about Everton, man.
Yeah.
They have a phenomenal squad this season. What a boring game. That game was dead.
It was bad. I remember they played the first half pretty well. And after that, they just went to sleep.
Yeah.
And Palace, yeah, they eventually got Zaha on and they were doing their thing. And then eventually, Schneiderlin, I think, got red carded. He got two yellows.
Right.
And after that, then they were just against and then they were just fighting for the draw. So, yeah, they're very bad result, bad start for Everton. Another nil all at was Crystal Palace. And then we have Burnley, Southampton. Man, Burnley, very surprising.
Yeah.
Three goals.
Kicking ass.
Yeah, Ashley Barnes, I believe, got two goals. So and a lot of people have him in FPL because he's cheap.
Oh,
so
I wish I was that wise. Greenwood was my answer. The Messi-Ronaldo debate.
It's okay. You still have 37 more weeks to go. And then we have Watford. That was another surprising. They lost 3-0 to freaking Brighton, man.
Very surprising result.
So yeah, another surprising result. No idea what happened there. And I was personally looking forward to Sunday's evening game, which was Leicester Wolves, man. They've both spent good money.
Really good money. They've got some really good additions to the squad.
Absolutely.
Both of them.
This is like perfect like battle for seventh place, I think, is between Leicester and Wolves.
And it was a decent game. It wasn't a bad game to watch.
I don't know. It was kind of bad because, I don't know, like Leander Dendoker got a goal, but VAR...
Disallowed, yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, VAR has also actually been not playing spoil sport particularly, but I remember in the City-West Ham game, like... Because Sterling's so fast, like half the time with the offsides and stuff. So even if he was scoring or assisting, like he was half celebrating.
Right.
He's like, let me check. If VAR gives the goal, then I'll celebrate again. So yeah, that kind of seems weird for, I think, everyone else to get used to. But at the end of the day, we're trying to make it fair. So
exactly. But that kind of takes away from the charm of football. I think me as a player myself, like I've always loved football because the game is free flowing.
Yeah.
And the human errors and the human decisions kind of make it like that. Now we're finally relying on like a third empire. So
but that's
not appealing to me at least.
Yeah, but if like United's at the receiving end of like an offside goal or a handball goal, that's going to suck, right? So with VAR, that's not going to happen now. So.
Yeah, that's true.
So yeah, it is a bitter pill to swallow because of the interruptions and even the players were finding it, weird to like adjust. But at the same time, the players are not allowed to like go to the referee and appeal for VAR. Like they can't make their TV the same because they'll get yellow carded and stuff. And besides Leicester Wolves nil all, we have the last game, Newcastle Arsenal. Aubameyang doing his thing.
1-0.
1-0. Yeah. And they had a shit team. Like, they had youngsters playing, pretty much no one playing.
Yeah.
Ozil and Kolasinac had to stay back for safety reasons. Okay. There's some gang warfare going on.
That and the cars are getting hijacked. So
exactly.
Gotta take care of them.
Right.
Lambos. Yeah.
Yeah, I believe it was in his Mercedes G63.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So that wraps up all the matches. Now let's get to the meat, which is fantasy.
Oh yeah.
And
what a meaty week.
Yeah. Should we start from the bottom? Should we start with your team?
Start from the bottom. Now we at the let's top. Go.
Cool. Let's go with your team. Let's see what you got going on.
In the goal, De Gea obviously like world's best keeper.
Yeah.
Can't go wrong there.
Right.
He got 10 points, which is phenomenal. Yeah. I actually considered making him my captain.
Ooh. Achha, itna confidence.
Should've.
Against Chelsea.
Should've, would've, could've, you know. That's how it goes. Robertson, I was actually fairly confident about because this guy, he's an assist machine, man.
Like, he is.
Last season, he was phenomenal for them. This game also, he played really well.
Yeah.
Just unlucky maybe not to get an assist.
Right.
Walker did a great job, got an assist for himself.
Yeah.
Van Bissaka.
He looks ready.
He looks like a United defender. He does not want to lose any challenges. He just goes in for tackles and he wins them.
Yeah.
It's phenomenal. It's a blast watching him. Ake for me was like the, you know, low cost defender
that
you can kind of like squeeze into
value
a squad.
Addition.
Exactly. Because I actually preferred playing Bernardo in the midfield and Greenwood as a substitute. But since, Greenwood did come on as a substitute, that's one point right there. And we've already cried over Mane.
Oh my.
Haven't we? Fraser, generally, I really like him as a player. He's had a phenomenal season last year. So, had to be him. Yeah, and Lucas Moura, I assumed would be, you know, doing his thing. He scored a lot of goals for Tottenham last season as well. Got some assists. He got one assist here, but I would have asked some more.
Yeah, he didn't particularly have a good game. I think most of Tottenham didn't have a good
game.
Absolutely. Except for like Kane right at the end and Eriksen.
And Eriksen, of course.
But no good games there.
Right. And of course, in strike, who, again, one of my choices for captain, Aguero, always. He's always generally my captain. I never make a Liverpool player my captain, being a United fan.
Oh.
Bit me in my ass, clearly. And Greenwood started. I mean, he came on as a sub last, 5-10 minutes?
Right.
That, killed me and Jimenez. I was hoping more from Jimenez, but that's fine. First gaming, it's all right.
Not too bad. And your subs are Bernardo, Dendoker, and Simpson. Interesting. Actually, not interesting. You're just bottom of the pile. You stay there.
Wow.
Let's
you elitists.
Let's move to the middle of the pile and see how I did. So, so you got a 46 and you're in last place just by 1 point. Maybe you should have relegation or something.
Oh, wow.
But I managed the 58 points myself. So, my keepers are always between Alisson and Ederson. So, I had Ederson, decent clean sheet.
Right.
You know, got nothing more than nothing less.
Yeah.
Palace, surprising they got the clean sheet against Everton. But Patrick Van Aanholt, he's always plays on the left.
Right.
Gets assists every now and then. And he's pretty cheap.
He's been good for them last season.
Totally. He's ex-Chelsea, he has to be good. Lonami, hashtag. And then we have Craig Cathcart from Watford. But freaking Watford lost away to Brighton. I mean, at home to Brighton. That was surprising.
Very surprising. That was 3-0.
Yeah, that was brutal.
Watford's a really, really good team right
Absolutely.
Now.
Absolutely. And my only big name, central defender, I have Toby Alderweireld. But they conceded that one goal against Villa. So only 2 points from
there
him.
There goes.
Yeah.
And Van Bissaka. Why do I see him in every team now, suddenly?
He was a... I remember he was a star last season at FPL.
Absolutely.
He was super cheap. People didn't think like he'll be doing great stuff for Palace.
Right.
And he was just racking up assists.
Absolutely. And I don't think people counted on him being so consistent throughout the season last year as well.
Right.
And he hit the ground running as soon as he joined United. He just seems like a United player right now.
Which is why he's like 55 million worth.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, but he's super fast. And even yesterday he was slipping, sliding, not letting people through. That was really cool to see. He looks genuinely ready and super excited to see how his season goes.
Absolutely.
Yeah, then we have Mane, enough crying.
Both of us.
And my savior was Sterling.
Absolutely, man.
Freaking hat-trick. Like, he's a beast, man. Like, if you... Like you said, if Aguero is like always your striker, always captain.
Yeah.
It's just like, for me, it's Sterling, man. Like, even if City has a bad game, even if they're freaking losing or drawing, this guy will score in like the 95th minute or some shit.
That's been their story the entire last season. Like, he got them so many last ditch winners.
Right.
That I'm pretty sure he racked them, got them at least around 18 points on
his
own.
Exactly.
Like those final toe pokes and
so irritating.
Those finishes, very annoying. Yeah.
Exactly. So, but he's my mainstay. And my cheap shoe-in in midfield is Yao Moutinho.
Yeah, good player.
Yeah, fantastic player. Hopefully he'll get an assist here or there. Got a bonus point. Oh, he's got a clean sheet point. That's why 3 points.
Right.
And Raul Jimenez. insane player.
Right.
Became permanent this year from Benfica. But yeah, very, very slow-ish game, I guess, versus Leicester. No
Absolutely,
goals there.
Yeah.
And yeah, Firmino will pop in with the assist here and there.
Of course. Pop in with a goal or an assist, always. That's
exactly.
The front three in Liverpool, you can count on them.
Yeah,
to back some goals.
Yeah, even FIFA, Jesus, so irritating.
Yeah, you know it.
And then I have Josh King from Bournemouth.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had a 1-1 against Sheffield. So yeah, nothing much happening there. And yeah, my subs aren't that great. I have Isaac Hayden. He's a first teamer, but he's only
4.5. I'm very surprised you have Joe Hart.
Is he the cheapest keeper? No, he's not a 4, he's a 4.5.
Yeah,
so at least he's first team. So in the event that Ederson doesn't play or whatever. So
or get injured.
Exactly. And then Felipe Anderson, he had a great season last year.
Of course he did. And I think he's a really, really good player. There was a point in time where I was really rooting for United to get a player like him because we need someone with flair and this guy's got it.
Exactly. So yeah, someone like Felipe Anderson didn't have too great a game yesterday.
Right.
And we see that he could be injured.
I mean, you're up against Manchester City, nobody really blames you, right?
Exactly. That's why he's my sub. And I have a central defender from West Ham again and my sub, Issa Diop. He had such a shit game yesterday. I mean, the day before. So there's no way he was in my first team. So yeah, all around, not too bad. 58 points. I'm dead center.
That's a decent start.
That is definitely
can't get everything
start.
Right.
Exactly.
Unless you have Sterling and Salah on your team.
Oh damn. Yeah, that's coming to freaking Vikram's team, and it's just funny he's missing this episode because he would have been happily gloating.
He would have been. Yeah. He would have been on cloud nine.
Yeah, and like just looking at his team, he's got a couple of players who haven't scored points. Like Alisson had 1 point, Zaha had one point. Despite that, he is at 90 freaking points.
Game week one, what did he get right here? Sterling, captain,
oh,
40
God.
Points off of one guy and Rashford. Of course, you can't go wrong with Rashford as your striker.
Yeah.
Two goals, two really well-taken goals.
Absolutely.
So.
Yeah, that first goal with, I mean, the first goal is the penalty. The second goal with that, just the control, the speed.
Right.
Even when
and
he
the
was,
placement, the composure on the ball.
Totally, man.
It's really, really good to see.
Yeah, I mean, I know Aspi was catching up to him and even Kepa, but just the second the assist came in, and I thought it was offside. Like, that's how far he had gotten. I was like,
right.
How is that not offside? But yeah, just as soon as I saw the first touch, I'm like, oh shit, yeah,
this is
like,
in.
Yeah. Which is exactly what happened.
Right.
And funnily enough, when we were discussing our FPL teams, before the season started, I was asking him, why did he take Origi? And he's like, pata nahi, you know, maybe he's there, he's cheap, kabhi kabhi khel lega. Origi freaking got how many points yesterday? That's
12 points.
Yeah, so if you would have had Origi in place of like a Zaha
or, this guy would be on 100.
Exactly.
101, yeah.
So, yeah, this guy's right on top and he still could have got more points, which is a good slap
Quite
in the face.
Quite frightening.
Yeah. But yeah, nee, all around, I think I have to make a shitload of changes. I hope
absolutely same here.
Making a shitload of changes. But I don't know, would you still take out Mane? Would you? I mean, I
love Mane, man. This guy is an animal. He's a proven goal scorer.
Yeah.
He's everywhere on the field.
Yeah.
He's running his ass off. So I really like him as a player.
Yeah.
And we already know he had a really good AFCON as well.
Yes.
So I might actually just keep him. I might just take off Bernardo Silva and maybe put in maybe a Pogba. Switch things up a little there.
Similar
or maybe
value.
Put in Sterling. Something. Let's play around there in that area.
Interesting. Yeah. Vikram has De Bruyne and he just said that, bro, he's fully fit. He's had a decent preseason and he's not that expensive. So yeah, yesterday he did his thing. I think got a couple of assists. And maybe I'm going to look at De Bruyne.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think, like Origi, I thought like he's a pure center forward. The guy played on the left. Yeah, easy start for them against Norwich. It'll be interesting to see how they play in the UEFA Super Cup.
Oh, yeah.
Which
that'll
is
be
on
really
Wednesday,
interesting to see.
Day after.
Can't wait for that one.
Yep. So, yeah, that wraps up the first game week. Lots of fun. Not so much for me. But
I thought you enjoyed the game, watching the game with me. What are you talking about?
I mean, I knew from the start, like, it's such a typical thing to. I mean, that a lot of footballers say and a lot of managers say that if you don't take your chances, you will be punished. It doesn't matter if you have more possession,
that's true.
If you're playing better than the other team, because once the other team has the upper hand, which is what exactly Chelsea gave them, that penalty, as soon as they scored, I was like, yeah, this game's over. They're just going to shut shop. They're going to soak up the pressure. And they played on the counter. And then when you have Pogba assisting and Rashford running, that was kind of scary.
Yeah.
And then it got worse with Daniel James and blah, blah,
and
blah.
And Marshall, of course. He got one as well.
Yeah. So, Yeah, that sucked. That was not cool. And that's exactly what was happening to me, I think, yesterday when we were playing FIFA. I hit the post like all the freaking time. So at least I'm with Chelsea in spirit.
That's true.
Yeah. But anyways, I think that wraps up the first game week. And hopefully Vikram will still be alive by the time the next game week comes around.
Get well soon, Vikram.
Yeah. And yeah, we should have Harsh over again. Actually, that depends. If he still lasts, then we don't see any value.
Oh, wow.
Or maybe we'll just get
him. I'm going to start my own podcast.
Or we'll just get him on to figure out what not to do. So just look at his team and this is a template of what not to do.
Thanks, Martin. Thanks for having me here.
Yeah, that's what we do. We're all about the love here. Football Corner Season 2. We will catch you guys next week.